Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. We are so excited that you have joined us this morning, and I'm in recent Houston, Texas. I'm so excited, and I give God praise for another opportunity to glorify his holy and righteous name on this Friday morning. Again, I'm Brenda Terrell, and I'm reside in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your anointing. We glorify you, Father, for being the Most High God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given us this day that we can rejoice and be glad in it. Lord God, we ask you to have your way. Have your way in our lives. Have your way, Father, on this telecommunication sanctuary. Have your way, oh God, that our ears will be open to hear what the Spirit will have for us to hear and to be doers of the word as we hear it, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the anointed speaker that's going to come forth and give us a word from on high. We glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift. We thank you for Artist Life. We thank you for the leadership summit that's taking place this day, starting today, oh God. And we ask for your anointing to be in the midst this entire weekend. We give your name the glory, honor, the praise for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who continuously to carry this call day by day. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, it's a blessing to greet and seat you this morning, and I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Rebecca. Take it away. God bless you.
God bless you and many blessings as you travel with the Lord's angels on guard over you and the Lord himself going before you. And thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer. And good morning, my Master's Call family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, and I'm calling from Snellville, Georgia today. And I just want to tell you a little bit about our call, the Master's Call. We were founded in October of 2010 by our co-founders, our Dr. P.K. Roberts and our Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. We stand on the scripture coming from Psalm 88:13, and that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement every day is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website on the Master's Call, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. And all messages have been archived on this site, as well as the bios for all of our speakers. And our theme for this year is, in 2017, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what Minister Brenda did this morning, or as a host, such as what I'm doing this morning, or maybe you would like to share a word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request and or a praise report. You can submit all of that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that email address is info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, we all came about through a phenomenal company called Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. We are now under the umbrella of Artist Life, and we feature great products to help the world become healthier. We have a new morning motivational call held Monday through Friday, right after this call. And this is where a team of our great artist leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. And that number for the call is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. I repeat, the number is 712-770-4005. PIN number 294-617-pound. And there's also a bridge number if you're having any issues with getting onto the calls. And that number is 857-957-1147. And so today is Motivational Friday on the call. We will see you tonight at the Artist Leadership Conference right there in Houston, Texas. And so we're excited about that. And now what we have been waiting for, and you do have time to get your journals out to take copious notes, but we have our very own Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon on the line, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle. And I was so inspired by the different acronyms and acrostic poems that I hear from other hosts, and so I made one for her as well, for Mother Eagle. So our Mother Eagle, she is a beautiful M, model of Christ's love for us. She is O, overflowing with blessings from the Lord. She is T, thoughtful, and as a pastor, she is also a teacher, teaching us kingdom strategies. She is H, Holy Spirit filled. E, excellent in all of her tasks, and she can't help it because she has a spirit of excellence. She is also R, refreshing, and a refresher to us and her mother, Josie. She is also E, endearing, and extends that endearment to us in A, artist life. She is artist life. She is G, giving us her time, resources, and her good experiences and her knowledge. She is L, lovable. It is easy to love her and her infectious joy and countenance. You just walk into the same room that she's in and you'll see what I mean. She is an E, engineer by trade, and a spiritual engineer, helping us to bring God's kingdom here on earth as he has it in heaven, wherever she goes. So I introduce to some and present to others our dear pastor and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle of Artist Life International. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. I like that. That was so sweet. Thank you so much. I do enjoy that acronym and your creativity in presenting it this morning. A hearty big good morning also to our entire Master's Call family. Love and appreciate each and every one of you taking the time, making the time to call in. Want to thank our prayer general for greeting and seating each and every one of you in this telecommunications sanctuary. A big shout out to our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who's on the line with us this morning. It is truly teamwork that makes the dream work each and every morning. And as we literally are at our 6.5-year mark, it is just so humbling and an honor to bring this call each and every morning to download the Word of God into our hearts, our minds, our spirit, and that the presence of the Lord is what this Master's Call is all about. Well, I am so excited because I know I'm going to get to hug the necks of so many of you all in a couple hours this evening. We are, as Rebecca said, praying for traveling mercies for everyone as they are headed toward H-Town. I don't have as far to go, about 90 miles, so I'll be leaving out this afternoon. But we are praying for everyone's safe arrival, and we've been praying for everything to go smoothly at the conference and definitely through Sunday morning for our worship as we seal this awesome time. So this is going to be just a great time, more momentum. For those of you who are not going to make it, pray for us. Get your money, your time off ready, because in September we'll be in Las Vegas. So we are making sure we keep you posted, keep you informed. Excuse me. So then definitely if you're not in Houston, you'll be with us in Vegas. Well, because this is the Leadership Development Summit, I want to talk about leadership this morning, how as believers and leaders in the body of Christ, I'm going to talk again about how to be a leader, and it's subtitled The Jesus Way, how to be a leader the Jesus way. It's important because all of us, by default, we lead. We lead many times as parents in the home, as leaders on our job and in circles of influence and artists with our teams. But we want to lead the Jesus way. And what does that entail? Three main terms: teach, train, mentor. Teach, train, mentor. Mentor is what the word is being a disciple. So what does it mean to be a leader? Well, according to Webster's Concise Online Dictionary, Meridian Dictionary, it's defined as leader is one who leads or commands, one who has the ability to lead. Well, then what is lead? Well, lead, glad you asked, is defined as to go with or ahead of so as to show the way. To lead is to guide, to have the first or foremost place among, to influence or control the opinions, thoughts, actions of others, etc. Leadership is so important. And the basic thread, a foundational component of leadership, is to be in charge, but it's also to be accountable. And to be accountable is where some of us aren't as strong, as healthy, where we want to be in charge, but we don't always do the follow-up and take responsibility and be accountable. See, in other words, leaders have accountability with responsibility. Leaders, whether it's small organization to being in charge of millions, when the buck stops with you as the leader. And the worst thing we as leaders can do is when we're held accountable is to come with all these excuses, but just be responsible. See, that a leadership, and with good leaders, I want to put that adverb in front of it, good leaders, and even the adjective of great leaders, with their instruction comes successful production. See, when you're a good leader, look in the mirror, think of your own track record, my own track record, as great leaders, with your instruction, my instruction, our instruction, comes successful production of an event, organization, or lifestyle. And true leaders, oh man, I was taught this by a mentor, I was so glad, back even before I graduated from Spelman, and that was a long time ago. A true good leader are ones that always develop and train a successor. A true leader is always training a successor. Because see, if you're not training a successor, then you're not as concerned as you should be about legacy and lineage. So that's why, even in my own personal life, and as a beautiful acronym was given this morning of Mother Eagle, I'm always sensitive and conscientious about pushing the eaglets out of the nest so that they will grow and soar and create that legacy and lineage of greatness that will long be around after all of us are gone. When you're a good leader, you're not thinking about just right now. You have the eyes of faith for the future, and you're training the next generation, the creating the successors. A good leader realizes people are following, because if nobody's following, you're not leading babies. You're just out for a walk. So you have to have others who are really catching your vision And we are so grateful. So many of you have called in over these 6.5 years and been a part of this family, this Master's Call family. Well, our best example of a leader is Jesus. Jesus came to lead by example. Jesus came to lead by example. One of the worst things we can hear, and I often unfortunately hear parents say, don't do as I do, you do as I say. No, what you do should equal what you say. That's good leadership because you're modeling, leading by example. When you wonder why your child can just look you straight in the face and lie, it's because when the phone rang, there was a bill collector, you told that child to tell the bill collector you weren't home. And they learned by example. We have to teach the right lessons of getting on the phone and facing them and being honest and saying, hey, I don't have it now, or I'll work this out, or whatever it is. Lead by example, a positive example, full of character and integrity. And to be our supreme model and example, what was Jesus's primary model? Well, his primary style of leadership, and I always say it through my years of being one, is to be a servant leader. To be a servant leader. In Matthew 20, verses 25 through 28, and in 1 Corinthians, when Paul wrote to the church of Corinth, chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, Matthew 20, 25 to 28 reads, but Jesus called them to him and said, and this is in the red, y'all, ye know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you, but whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life as a ransom for many. 1 Corinthians 4, verses 1 and 2. Let a man so account of us as of ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Be faithful with your time, your talents, your treasures. Following the example of Jesus, we lead by serving others. That's the awesome thing about network marketing. You cannot be successful without helping others, being that servant leader. You can't get to the top, get to platinum, royal platinum, without serving and helping others. As leaders, we have a corporate goal to accomplish by making sure each member of our leadership team clearly understands their individual roles and responsibilities. In Ephesians 4:16, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body into the edifying of itself in love. In other words, let the eye handle see it, let the foot handle carry it, let the arm handle lift it, let the leg do its part of making sure it carries the upper part. In other words, get in your lane, perfect your lane, and make it happen so that collectively we get the job done. Leaders must also understand up front the consequences and harm which can occur from ineffective servant leadership. See, a lot of times we have to pray as leaders not to let those Jezebel spirits come in. But you're talking about, Dr. V, you know, those first cousins of intimidation, manipulation, and controlling spirits. You serve as unto the Lord through people. Let me say that again. We serve as unto the Lord to help people. And how do you serve the Lord? By serving people, by helping people, by pouring in to other people. Every leader must learn to be a great teacher, a role model, a living epistle of dispensing information and knowledge. So what does that mean? Well, being a great teacher is integral in being a great leader. Jesus was called rabbi, teacher. You can't teach what you don't know. That's why corporate America taught me years ago, great leaders are readers. Great leaders are readers. Tell your flesh to hush. Discipline your flesh to be reading something 15 minutes a day. That's the practical way to make it happen. And you'll look up and you'll be able to read a book a month. Some of us had read a book in 5 years. But it's bit by bit, bite by bite. That's how we get the elephant done. We can take it one step at a time, inch by inch. It really is a cinch. Leaders are readers. Leaders are teachers. Great leaders always have a thirst for more knowledge so that they can teach from a reservoir of wisdom. We don't have to know everything, but we ought to at least know how to Google and get us there, right? Amen. Great leaders will teach from their successes as well as their failures. Let me say that again for some of us deep folks who don't want to be transparent. Great leaders will teach from their successes as well as their failures. Great leaders encourage dialogue and questions so that everyone can grow from the quest for knowledge and understanding. So what does that mean? Well, we know the word, Proverbs 4:4-7. He taught me also and said unto me, let thy heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. Verse 5, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth, forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee, love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Don't have a collection of facts and don't even know how to use them. Don't have a drawer full of tools and you don't know how to use any of them. Don't have this awesome arsenal of artist products and you can't tell us anything about them. Great leaders teach how to correctly rebuke and correct. There's always a great way to correct others and never destroy their personhood. We never attack anyone's personhood. We deal with the actions, and the Holy Spirit will deal with the character. I thank God. I think my moral fiber, my ability to handle failure, rejection, defeat, came out of a healthy way my parents, and maybe because they were educators, I don't know. My mom always reminds us that some of her special education teachers she used on her children because we were a little slow sometimes catching life lessons. But we were always taught, my daddy would always say, no, I will never say Vanessa is stupid. Because, see, that's attaching Vanessa to stupid. He will always say, Vanessa, you're better than that. What you did, separate the action. Maybe you didn't think that through. Honey, here's some better ways you could have handled that. That was not wise, or you were wrong. Not, Vanessa, you're a failure. Vanessa, you are a great person. There's so much inside of you. But this failed because learn, especially when you talk to your children. So many of us are here. They've heard and grew up with words in their spirit. You'll never be anything. You're just so slow. You're just never going to get. No, never attack someone's personhood. Regularly in ministry, in life, people do things that just, stuck on a little crazy sometimes. But I will never attack their personhood. I'll always speak to their spirit. Come on, great man of God, woman of God, you can get it done. Let's talk about what happened. Now, see, we're going to divorce them from the issue. Not excusing it, not denying it, not dealing with it. Yeah, we're going to deal with it, but we're not going to make them feel like this is the end. Psalm 37 says that a man will fall 7 times, but we still can get up. As long as you can look up, you can get up and go on in Christ. Great leaders teach how to correctly rebuke, and they model how to immediately deal with the issues and challenge. Then we move on. Now, I'm going to stop there, and the next time I come, as we're talking about mentoring, we're going to get into the teaching, the training, and the last part of mentoring. We're talking about how to be a leader, the Jesus way. And as we go to this leadership summit this weekend, as we as leaders are going to be educated and edified, but also we will be exposed to understanding to whom much is given, then much more is required. So today, make a decision, make a commitment, make that sacrifice. I am a leader, and I'm going to learn to discipline myself and do it the Jesus way. And we pray that on each and every one of you all's lives in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Rebecca.
Hello?
You're there.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Vanessa, for that profound word. I am definitely going to be listening to the playback all weekend. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. Also, today is Friday, so we will be continuing with part two of our call, where we get to hear your praise reports and your prayer requests. And our Mother Eagle will be coming back for that second part. Let us go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we just thank you for this glorious day, Lord, that you have made. Lord, we just thank you for these strategies that we heard here, Lord, on how to be a leader the Jesus way. Lord, speaking to our spirits, Father, we thank you for giving us our Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for blessing her continuously, Lord, and into overflow, Lord, and just doing exceedingly above all that she can ask for or imagine. Lord, we thank you for our Dr. PK and our Artist Life family, Lord. Thank you for just blessing them and loving them today, Lord, as they come together during that blessed leadership conference. Lord, we also lift up any of our family members who are going through any kind of sickness, Lord. We know that all of those sicknesses has a name, and all of them must bow down to the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that we can hold on to that promise and be strengthened in that, Lord, and most especially be healed, Lord, in that name. We also, Lord, just lift up Kendra Carter and anyone else, Lord, that is close to us that is going through anything, Lord. And we trust you, Lord, for their healing and for the testimonies that we are going to be hearing very soon. Lord, we lift up all of our bereaved families to you, Lord. We trust that you are comforting them. And that you, Holy Spirit, are just coming and just filling them with whatever it is that they need, Lord, in all areas, spiritually, physically, mentally, everything, Lord. Thank you for just getting your glory, Lord, in all of these situations, Lord. We know that your glory will be revealed to them, Lord, in your perfect timing. Lord, we thank you for our TMC family. Thank you for just blessing them and just strengthening them as they are your Jesus light to their family and their community. And we just praise you, Lord, in King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call the playback number, and that one is 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Brenda, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Pastor Vanessa, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with the benediction?
I certainly will. Father God, we just thank you that we as your leaders take so seriously the responsibility to impart, to stir up the gifts, to train others, to leave a legacy of greatness from our mentorship. Now, as we leave this call, we'll endeavor to do it the Jesus way. Father, we'll look to you for opportunities to lead and let your light shine in us and through us so that the people are edified and you alone are glorified. We thank you, God, for, again, the traveling mercies of those who will be headed to Houston, and we speak a corporate blessing on the Leadership Development Summit for the entire weekend there in Houston. We call the Marriott Hotel at that hobby airport blessed. Now, we thank you for every listener on the line. Bless them. Keep them strong in you. I thank you, Father. These are your leaders, not for tomorrow, but for today, as they train and as they empower others. You continue to empower them. Now, we go out rejoicing as eagles soaring higher in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, we're going to go on and get started with our second. This is Friday, so this is our day that we do take prayer requests and praise reports, and we are always humbled and honored to hear from each and every one of you. We have and will continue, as always, to pray for the conference this weekend. We're praying for those traveling mercies and everyone to arrive safely. The weather is going to be beautiful this weekend, so that's great for those who will be traveling. We are definitely praying for President Charlie Lewis with the homegoing of her sister, Emma Washington. We're continuing to lift up Benita Cates with the homegoing of Mother Vivian Cates. We're continuing to lift up Minister D. Lee with the homegoing of her great stepson, Joseph, and I'm sorry, his last name escapes me. I'm looking at his little picture, the 15-year-old who departed, and any of the others we know or don't know about. We continue to stand in the gap for the healing virtue to flow for those who need a touch in their bodies. We lift up Sharon Stowers and her family with the physical challenges that they have encountered, and just to touch Miss Sharon so that she feels even better. So we just thank you that you are doing your part. We pray for her mother, that the Jehovah Rapha virtue be extended to her. So we are just grateful for all that God is doing and will do. And our first caller, we go head down to Florida. And Miss Eleanor, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, Mother. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fantabulistic. I sure wish I was headed to Houston, Texas with everyone.
Got to plan on Las Vegas then.
That's right. Okay, I'm planning for the next trip. I have a praise report. I went to the doctor. My blood pressure has just been so stable. Usually it's very low, I mean very, very low. For those that don't know, I'm in a wheelchair, and usually my blood pressure runs like 70 over 50, and now it's 120 over 80. That's a normal. I've been taking my red Levine, my green 29, my omega 3, 6, and 9, and I've been exercising. And I'm telling you, I'm feeling fit as a fiddle, like I could run a race. So I thank God for my artist products. And two, I have a prayer request from a friend that's about to get married. I'm going to tell you, listen to this wonderful message about leadership. And she said, please ask him to pray for my future husband. He is eating too many sweets. I said, well, maybe he's got cold feet or something.
And, Lord.
His name is Michael Watkins. She said, please pray for him. He's buying cases of devil dogs, ring dings, and Snicker bars. I said, he's probably nervous. And their wedding coming up is August the 19th. She said, please pray for him. So if everyone would, please pray for Michael Watkins, that he will get his appetite and his nutrition under control. And for their wedding gift, guess what? They're going to get a case of artist products.
What's her name?
Sheila McClendon.
Sheila.
Sheila. Okay. Sheila McClendon. And that's it. And y'all have a wonderful, good time in Houston, Texas.
Amen. We're going to miss you. But again, we're looking forward to seeing you on the next one, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. And I see our co-founder has hopped in the box. Good morning, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Welcome to our Master's Call Prayer and Praise Report time.
Good morning, my dear. Thank you so much for that message this morning. Good morning, TMC family. I'm on to just give some praise reports and to ask for a prayer request for a friend of mine. Praise report. You all know how our children weigh heavily on us, and my family, my children, my daughter and her husband and my two heartbeats went off to Alaska a few months ago, and getting settled and transitioned in there has been just something. But I'm here to tell you that now, Pastor Vanessa, Janelle has a job with the company Car, and Debola has a job following her father's footsteps in the teaching profession, and JD is getting excellent in his spelling. I told him, JD, that is so good. He said, no, Gigi, it is not good. It is excellent, 100% excellent. I said, oh, my God. And Jay Lunny was chosen as the student of the month for her class. So, and they got him their own apartment. And DeVola sent me pictures of furniture that they, you know, and asking. I mean, we talk more now than she did when she was right here in my backyard. Thank you, Jesus. But it is just so good to have that burden lifted. And I say to all parents, just keep praying for your children and know that it's going to be okay one day. We just praying to see it. And so I can say that is okay. I have a good friend. These are classmates of mine, and they're also pastors, Amos and Maddie Bridges. And Maddie has been diagnosed with cancer, went in remission, and now back in the hospital. And I went up and ministered to her right after I left my doctor's appointment, which was an A+. Everything was great. My surgical procedure went well Tuesday before last. This past Tuesday, I went in for my 7-day checkup. Everything a green go. And I did what I should not have done, went straight from there, hour drive to Jackson, and ministered to Maddie, who was in the hospital there. And, oh, my God, spiritual warfare is something. I picked up on something, and it just made me so sick. I worked too hard while I was there. That was the point. So I'm asking that you all pray for Amos and Maddie Bridges, that God truly, truly delivers her. The Lord spoke to her through me and said, you have enough life to live if you choose life. We must choose life over death. And speak life over ourselves and over those whom we love. And they have just built a beautiful church here in Monticello. And they are both my classmates. And, of course, you know I love them and I want them to do well. So I ask that you all pray for Amos and Maddie Bridges. And now that I got DeVola up and running, pray for Eddie. You know, that's my son and his family there in Colorado Springs, that the Lord will bless them, and I feel as good about them as I do about DeVola. But overall, I'm in such a really, really good place, and I just thank God for being in this place. Thank you, Pastor Vanessa, and I'm praying for the conference this weekend. I am like a mother, Eleanor. Can't be in all these places, but surely would love to be. And just believe in God that you all have a wonderful, wonderful reunion. And not only that, a learning experience that would take your businesses over the top. God bless you all today.
Amen. Thank you so much. It's always an honor and always so great to hear from our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts. All right. Is there anyone else who has a prayer request before we go to the Lord in prayer?
Dr. V?
Yes. Good morning, Minister Brenda, our prayer warrior.
Good morning, Dr. V, and thank you so much for that powerful message this morning on leadership. I definitely got to hear that over and over again myself. I usually don't come in on Fridays, but I'm asking special prayer for my grandson, Jai. His grandfather on his dad's side, of course, passed away. He lived in California, and for the life of me, I want to say his name was Doug, but asking prayer for Jai's dad, Jason, and his grandmother, Gail, and the family as they take on this time of mourning. I appreciate all that you do. I love and appreciate each and every one of you, and I'm about to cross over into Lafayette, Louisiana. Love you all, and we'll talk. See you soon.
All righty. Traveling mercies for you as you head toward H-Town. Praise God. Always good to hear from you. We will definitely add that prayer request to. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we love you. We extol you. We just magnify your holy name. Thank you for another day, another opportunity to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your mercy, which you said is fresh and new and invigorating every morning. Father, we thank you for what you've done even on this call today. We thank you for our dear Minister Rebecca for hosting, and keep those ministry angels around Minister Brenda's car as she travels. And definitely, Father, we just thank you for everyone who is headed toward this Leadership Development Summit. We just call it blessed. We call it successful. We just thank you that from beginning to end, as the opportunity meeting tonight, Father, is blessed and well attended, and the training is just absolutely off the hook. We're praying for it all day tomorrow, and Lord, asking your power and your presence to show up on Sunday morning. Let this your handmaiden decrease as you increase big in me to speak a right now rhema word and pray and minister. Father, I just thank you for all that will happen, the praise and worship, the body ministry that we just already call it blessed, so that the entire conference is sealed as we're set out to go into the world and be those ministers in the marketplace. We continue, Father, to lift up all of our bereaved families. We just ask for you to give them the peace, the shalom peace, that Isaiah 26:3 peace that surpasses all of our understanding. Hold them in the palm of your hand. We just ask you, Lord, let them feel the prayers of their TMC family, of their Artist Life family. Father, we call out Benita's name. We call out Charlie Lewis's name. We call out D. Lee's name and their families, and all those we don't know, you know, and you will lift them up and catch every tear that may fall down their face. Give them comfort. We know in this season of grieving, Daddy God, you carry them through this valley. You walk them through. You let the families unite and bond together. Now, Father, especially for President Charlie, we ask for provision where her sister did not have insurance. We just ask for just supernatural favor and finances to come in for this upcoming funeral on June 2nd. We just ask you to be with her two children, Emma Washington's two children, her niece and nephew, as they plan for this homegoing ceremony. And just strength for Charlie as she's walking this thing through. Just give her that supernatural wisdom and counsel to help them coordinate and plan this homegoing ceremony in Shreveport. So we just ask you to intervene like only you can do. Now we thank you for, again, the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue to continue to be sent to Kendra Carter there in Maryland, and to all others whose bodies have the challenges that we know a touch from you can heal. We ask you to give the peace and the comfort and the joy to all. We thank you for hearing from Mother Eleanor this morning there in Florida. We thank you for the praise report from her last doctor's visit. Thank you that you continue from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Continue to strengthen her body. You do a complete work in her and through her. Thank you for her love for you and her love for artists and her love for the community that she's in. Just continue to use this Mother of Zion in so many strategic ways. Now we lift up Michael Watkins and his fiance Sheila McClendon with their upcoming August 9th wedding day. We just speak a celebratory spirit. And Father, whatever has him going on the binge, binges of a name of sweet and sugar, we curse and cancel it at the root. We just thank you for clear communication, giving peace in his heart and in his spirit, and that he will take care of that holy temple you admonished us to in 1 Corinthians 6, that you, the Spirit of the living God, dwell there. So I just thank you that you'll minister to his heart, his mind, and bring about the peace, and let Miss Sheila operate in wisdom as she gives him those words of counsel and praise with an attitude of love. Now we thank you for our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts. We celebrate with her on this awesome praise report for her health. We just thank you that she's in a good place, a place in you. Continue to let the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue flow from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Thank you that the joy of the Lord is truly in her personal life and at the joy retreat and in her going in and her coming out. We thank you for the awesome praise report about Devola and her husband and the kids. And we know that brings great joy to our Dr. PK. And we just continue to speak blessings on them up there in Alaska, and that they are in the right place at the right time. Anoint your presence in their new place. Thank you that you've given the kids favor in school, and continue to give John L. great favor on his job and with the company car. You order their steps. You go before them. Now, Father, we ask for your divine intervention for Eddie and his wife and kids. Father, just stir up the many gifts of God inside of him. We curse and cancel spirits of heaviness and depression and regrets, but to look to you, to the hills for hope and strength and possibilities and opportunities. As a TMC family, we just speak words of life and life more abundantly. We speak words of this energy and determination to make it better and to be better into Eddie's heart and spirit. Now, Father, I just thank you that you unify them as a family. We curse and cancel strife and confusion with the children, and just speak unity, unity, unity in the Holy Ghost and peace in Dr. PK's heart in the name of Jesus. Now we lift up Sister Maddie Daniels and even her husband Amos. Cancer is a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. We speak to every cell, every tissue, every organ in Miss Maddie's body. We cancel that trespassing cells of cancer. We don't deny the fact that you're there, but the truth of God's word is by your stripes, Father, Maddie is healed, and we pray and speak the word. And Father, let her conversation, let her husband's conversation line up with your word, that you're still a healer, you still can touch her body, you're still the great surgeon general, and that there's still much work for her to do here on this side. And so I thank you that we speak life and life more abundantly, and just like she beat it before, God, you did it before, you can do it again. So we just send the word, that Jehovah Rapha healing virtue, even right now, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we thank you for our dear prayer general, Minister Brenda. We speak traveling mercies as she's crossing into Lafayette, headed to Houston today, and we get to see each other this evening. We just thank you for traveling mercies for everyone. We encamp and dispatch the ministry angels to be around her car, and just peace and joy and laughter and this time with you on the inside of the car. We pray for her grandson Jai and in the homegoing of his grandfather in California. We pray for his grandmother and the entire family as his grandfather has transitioned to be with you. We just thank you that you are the comforter. You are the one who brings solace and peace, and just to lean on you through this time, and especially for a young child to understand when others leave and come go home to heaven. You give that baby the peace and the comfort. You speak to his little spirit, Lord, like only you can do. Now, Father, we just speak blessings to each and every person on this line. I continue to speak the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue over Minister Sharon's mom, and for her to just submit to the process that allow her body to heal. Speak strength and healing even to Sharon. Peace to Kenneth and his family who still truly miss the homegoing of their mother. We just, for those who had surgeries, Father, touch their body. And just for such the matriarch that Minister Sharon has been with her family and even in her church, strengthen her. Keep her strong in you. Remind her that you still got it all in control and you're working it out for your glory and for Sharon and her family's good. Now, Father, we just thank you for every spoken and every unspoken prayer request on this line. You are Lord, and we know that as we hold on to the horns of the altar, as we learn to lead the Jesus way, as we plant the seeds of life, of truth, of hope, of encouragement, of peace, we thank you for the bumper crop that will come back even in our lives. So as we seal this time together, Father, I just thank you for all is well here while I'm away, and traveling mercies for my brother as he heads down from Dallas to here today, and then all through the weekend for all of us, all will be well in our homes and with our families as we're away learning and growing to artist the world, to make this the billion-dollar company that you have ordained it to be. So we leave this call going out rejoicing, knowing that we serve a God that is great, that is mighty, that is caring, that meets the needs, that heals, that delivers, that supplies, that is victorious, and that victory rules and abides in our life. Now we seal this time. By the blood of Jesus, we decree and declare that we are God's leaders and that we are doing it the Jesus way. Amen, amen, and amen. Let's go out and have an absolutely awesome, blessed weekend. And many of you, I'll look forward to hugging your necks tonight there in Houston. And for everybody, we look forward to hearing you on the call on Monday. Be blessed. Have a blessed one. Bye-bye.